This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series, Illuminate Your Life. This time we are explaining a beautiful hadith, hadith number 12. Islam is a balanced way of life. This is a tradition that teaches us the nature of Islam as a balanced way, harmonious and reflecting all aspects of our life, fulfilling all of our needs. I will read the hadith in Arabic and then I will explain, inshallah. Ya Abdullah, alamu khubar annaka tasumu nahara wa taqumu al-layl. Qultu bala ya Rasulallah. Qala fala tafal. Sum wa aftir wa qum wa nam fa inna li jasadika alayka haqqan wa inna li aynika alayka haqqan wa inna li zawjika alayka haqqan. Al-Rawi Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, al-Masdar Sahih al-Bukhari. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As narrates, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Abdullah, I heard that you spend all night in prayer, all day in prayer actually, and all night in prayer and all day in fast. Is it true? I said, yes, I do, a messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet told me, don't do that. Fast one day and break another. Pray a few hours at night and sleep and take rest. For your body has a right over you. Your eyes have a right over you, and your spouse has a right over you. The narrator of the hadith is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. Both of the father and the son are companions of the Prophet. Actually, the son embraced Islam earlier than his father, and he was one of the junior companions of the Prophet who survived many others. Because of extreme zeal to learn and retain everything he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he appealed to the Prophet to grant him permission to write down everything he heard the Prophet say or do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are told, gave him permission to do so. So he was able to leave a greater legacy than many others. He left behind a manuscript which contain 700 traditions. Those traditions have been incorporated in the well-known collections of the hadith. There is a context for this hadith. We should bring that context because it will shed further light on the significance and the meaning of this tradition. Abdullah's father, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, got him married to a woman of status and beauty. After a few months, he sensed something strange about their relations. Then he found out that his son have had no contact with his wife whatsoever, as he was exclusively devoted to worship. It was a matter of grave concern for Amr ibn al-As, so he took the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accordingly, the Prophet called Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Upon verifying the issue, the Prophet addressed him, saying what we narrated above, what we read above. So he wanted to teach him and all of us, that Islam is a balanced way of life. Therefore, it shuns extremism of all sorts. And there is no, Islam does not idealize or advocate monasticism or celibacy as an ideal way of life. There is another report that reiterates the same lesson. That is the story of what happened between Salman al-Farisi and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he emigrated to Medina, one of the first thing he did was establish brotherhood between Muhajirin and Ansar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined Salman al-Farisi with Abu Darda in brotherhood, Mu'akhat. It is called Mu'akhat, the institution of brotherhood. So they used to visit each other, and once Salman radiallahu anhu visited Abu Darda, and he was astonished to see Ummu Darda appearing in a rather disheveled manner. So she is a married woman. How would she appear like that? Of course, he is not telling us that he appears before him like that, but he sensed that from the way she carries around, that something is wrong. So she inquired. He inquired about her appearance, the way she carries around. So she told him, your brother Abu Darda has no interest in worldly matters whatsoever. Afterwards, when Abu Darda came, they put out meal for him. And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu ordered Salman, asked Salman to eat. And he said, I cannot eat because I am fasting. It's a sunnah, it's nafl fast. But Salman radiallahu anhu said, no, I am not going to eat unless you partake the dinner or the meal with me. So he did. He was forced to do that. He broke his fast and ate with Salman al-Farisi. Later, when it was time, of course, they had prayed Isha before, and then after some time, it's time to sleep. And then Salman is ready to go to bed, and he saw Abu Darda standing up to pray. Salman radiallahu anhu told him, no, you should go to sleep. And they slept for a while, and then last part of the night, Salman woke up, and then he told Abu Darda, it is now time for you to wake up. And then they prayed together few rakats of tahajjud. After having done so, Salman radiallahu anhu addressed him saying, Inna li rabbika alayka haqqa, wa li nafsika alayka haqqa, wa li ahlika alayka haqqa, fa'ati kulli dhi haqqin haqqahu. Verily, your Lord has right over you, your body has right over you, your spouse has right over you, so give each one their right. Then Abu Darda radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet and narrated what transpired between them. And the Prophet heard it and he said, Sadaqa Salman, Salman is right. That is the right approach of Islam. Both of these traditions stress the importance of leading a balanced lifestyle. And the statement, your Lord has right, stresses that our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, take precedence over all other rights. But yet, it doesn't mean we do so at the expense of all our important duties. We must never go to extreme. We should balance our duty to Allah with our duties to ibad, to the creation, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your body has right. In another, yourself has right. The Prophet meant to say that since we are composed of body and soul, we ought to take care of our body as well as our soul. So we owe it to ourselves to keep ourselves physically fit. Taking all the preventive measures today, COVID, Omicron, grave threats. As Muslims, it's imperative, it's obligatory on us to follow all the protocols so that we protect ourselves as well as others. We should never do anything to endanger our health or the health of others. That is the Islamic way of looking at it. So get vaccinations, like all the booster shots, everything that is prescribed by the health professionals. Otherwise, we are endangering our health, and it is a violation of the teaching of Islam. Your spouse has right, stresses our spousal duties. Of course, our include working to support them, to maintain the family, as well as keeping each other chaste by giving satisfaction, establishing intimacy with our spouses. We cannot abandon that. It's a very important thing, duty, that we owe towards each other, and sharing and caring for one another. And if we have children, it involves mentoring them and imparting moral and spiritual training to them. Your eyes have right means that we should not deprive ourselves proper sleep. Proper sleep means proper sleep. Otherwise, without proper sleep, we may lose our mental ability. We will endanger our brain functioning. And we must never engage in excessive forms of worship or actions to the point of exhaustion. In one of the versions of the hadith, the Prophet also said, your guest has right over you. So we need to balance. Lessons that this tradition teaches is Islam is a balanced way of life. And Islam teaches us that to lead a fully human life, fulfilling all of our basic needs and instincts, spiritual, physical, intellectual, and social. There is no room in Islam for repression of body for sake of spiritual excellence. Our role model is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who lived a fully human life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.